Good morning, or whatever time you may be listening to this sicha. We're going to be learning the second sicha in Vayakol, in Chelek Yud Aleph. It's a sicha where the Rebbe discusses Bezalel's involvement in building the Mishkan, specifically b'negeya to the Aron, the language of Rashi and the Pasuk regarding Bezalel's involvement in making the Aron, and also his general Mesiris Nefesh for building the Mishkan, as we'll see towards the end of the sicha. So the Torah tells us that Bezalel built the Aron. Mefarish Rashi, Vayaz Bezalel. What's the meaning of Vayaz Bezalel? Lufi shenasa nafshe ala melocha, because he dedicated himself to the work of the Aron, yoyse mishah chachamim, more than the other chachamim that were involved in building the Mishkan, mikras al shmai. The building of the Aron, the Torah says, he is the one that built it because of his special dedication to the work of the Aron. Move on. So now it's understood. Shekavonas Rashi bepirish zem. What is Rashi coming to explain here? Liyashiv shayla pshuta meseredes ba'atevis v'yayas betzalel. There's a simple question that comes up when you see these words, v'yayas betzalel. Ma nishtana asiyas Aron. What is different with the Aron? Shedav kibo pirish hakosov sh'asa betzalel. Specifically here, the Torah says, Bezalel made the Aron. The loy kishah klei mishkan, unlike any of the other kelim of the mishkan, shebehem ne'mar vayas stam. There it doesn't identify who it was that built any specific part of the mishkan or the kelim of the mishkan. Only here by the Aron does it say, vayas Bezalel. Zeh metar etz Rashi, so therefore Rashi answers, shelefi shenasa nafshei al melechas ha'aron yoseh mishar ha'chachomim, because he gave himself over to the work of building the Aron more than the other Chachamim, Nikras HaShemai. So therefore the Torah says, Vayas Bezalel. That's the simple pshat of this Rashi. Omnam tzarech lahavin. However, there's the following difficulty with Rashi here. Haloi muvan. It's obviously understood. Da'av shebechlolus melechas ha-mishkan ishtatvu kol ish chacham leva yeidim b'zeh. There were many, many people that were talented, that had the wisdom to build the different parts of the Mishkan, and they all participated in building the Mishkan. But iyefshe, it's impossible, shekol echad ve'echad mehem yishtatv basiyas kol echad ve'echad mepratei ha-mishkan. Every individual should have a part in every single part of the Mishkan. It's not physically possible. Obviously, the jobs were divided amongst the different people. Ella, rather, shekol echad mehem asa chelkoi b'melechas hakodesh al mishkan b'echad apratim shaloi. Everybody did their work in their area that was given to them, and that's what he did. V'mkein, if so, halo yesh lefarish es hakosav ayas Bezalel kepshutoi. So why would Rashi not want to interpret the pshat of ayas Bezalel literally? Asher Bezalel atzmai v'hu levadoi asa es ha'orin. The keli of the Mishkan that Bezalel made, and only he alone made this keli, was the Aron. And when the Torah writes Vayas Bezalel, the Torah is specifically telling me this keli Bezalel made alone, and no one else helped him with it. Why not tie the words of the pasuk in this simple pshat? And that's not what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying there were many people that may have participated in making the Aron, but Bezalel dedicated himself to the work of the Aron, and therefore it's Nikras al Shmai. His name, the Torah puts his name on the work of the Aron. Why not say literally, Bezalel was the only one that physically did the labor of building the Aron without anybody else participating? Fa'af, although it's obvious, Shebevadai, Hishtatav Bezalel, Bezalel definitely participated in the work of the rest of the Mishkan, not only with the Aron. Shehoye Reish L'chol Chachmei Lev, he was the leader of all of the wise men that were working. Shaharei milo eisei ruach alekim b'chochme v'goyim elaseis b'chol melechas machsheves olahoyreis. The pasuk clearly says laseis, that he did work with all of the melechas machsheves necessary, and he guided them in everything. U'bemeila harei osa, so he definitely worked oyal kolpanim hoyre, or at least gave instructions ba'asiyas kol klei mishkan, with all of the kelim of the mishkan. V'loi b'ha'arim b'lvad, and not with the Aron alone. Mekal Makam, however, there's a difference. Yesh lefarish, shehaorein hoya keli ayichidi shehu aso ba'atzmai. The Aron was the only keli of the Mishkan that he built it completely alone. Or we could say a bit differently, shirak Aron aso b'li siyua zulasai. Perhaps we could say that he participated in building many of the Kelim of the Mishkan, but this was the only one that he did it exclusively by himself without getting the help of anybody else. And what would be the reason why specifically the Aron is the Keli that Bezalel built completely alone? So it's simply understood. The Aron is the most important and holiest vessel of all of the Kelim built in the Mishkan. So therefore Bezalel, which was the leader of all of the Chachmei Lev doing the work building the Mishkan, so he built the Aron. He was the most wisest amongst all of them that built the Kelim, and therefore he's the one that built the Aron. So that's simply understood. The Rebbe in the Aron points out that it's possible that other Kelim were also built individually by any other Chacham Lev alone, that was their area that they built that Keli or that section of the Mishkan. But the Torah doesn't point it out, and the Rebbe gives various reasons for it. We understand that Bezalel was the most important individual, the leader of the entire job of putting together everything and building the Mishkan. So therefore, when it comes to this Keli, the holiest of all the Kelim, and Bezalel, which was the leader, so here the Torah points out that this is the Keli that Bezalel built alone. That would be the simple pshat. Okay, in Yesh L'tmaya, the difficulty here is, Ma'ach richoy l'rashi l'hoitzies ha'kosuf mipshutai. What is it that forced Rashi to take the pasuk out of the simple pshat, Vayaz Bezalel Hainusha Asa'i Mamish, that he literally built the Mishkan, the Aron that is, Ulefarish Shahamalach Rak Nekras Al Shmoi, that although others participated as well, but it's only called on his name, Lefisha Nasa Nafsha Al Malacha, because of his dedication in building the Aron. That's the basic question on this Rashi. Gam Tzarech Lahavin, the other question here is, the expression used in the pasuk is vayas, that Bezalel made the Aron. Why doesn't Rashi use the same expression of the pasuk? He dedicated himself to the asiyah, to making the Aron. Why does Rashi change and use the term malacha, meaning the work of the Aron? So the Rebbe continues and gives us here an introduction. We got to go back to Parshas Truma to see what the Torah says there about the Aron. And then we'll come back and see why Rashi had to say what he said over here in Parshas Vayakal when the Torah repeats the story of the building of the Mishkan a second time. Yuvan calls Ebe Hektim, Asher Kosev Rashi be Parshas Truma, B'negeya l'kapayres ha'Aron. So let's see what Rashi says in Parshas Truma regarding the kapayres on the Aron. And this is what Rashi says. Even though in the pasuk there's no size measurement given to the thickness of this cover on the Aron, the kapayres, Pirshu Rabbi Seinu, Chazal tell us that it was thicker tefach. L'chayre, seemingly, Ma'u atam sherashi mashmiyenu bepirish pshuta shel mikra hanal shir oivya kapayres. Why does Rashi find it necessary when he comes to tell you the dimensions and the details about the Aron, the thickness of the kapayres? Shalaynema oivi b'shara kelim. There's no oivi given the thickness of the material or of the wood or the gold that was used by the other kelim is also not said. And there Rashi doesn't tell us what the thickness is. Over here, Rashi tells us, what's the reason? Ubefrat, she'ein lazay achocha b'pshuta shel mikra, ki'im k'lishaynoi pirish rabiseinu. Seemingly there's no clear proof from the pshat of the pasuk for this thickness of a tefach, and Rashi is just bringing it in the name of Chazal. So why does Rashi quote this? Yeshloimar, so we can say shebezeh bala hasber. Rashi here is coming to explain biderach agav as a side point. One of the points that Rashi is coming to explain is lo mashina akosov balashin atzivoy dasiyas aron. Why does the Torah use a different expression when it comes to building the Aron that's not used by the other Kelim? What does it say here? V'osu loshen rabim. It uses a plural term, and you and they shall make the Aron. Atzi shittim v'gaymer. D'loi katzi vuyim da'asi yishara kelim v'abgodim shenema ben v'asisa. The language the Pasuk always uses regarding all the Kelim, all the Mishkan, and all the begodim is always v'asisa, a singular term. When it comes to the Arayin, the Torah says Va'asu. It uses a plural term. What changed? Why is the Torah using a plural term over here regarding the Arayin? So this is a question that Rashi is addressing by telling us the size of the thickness of the Kapeiris. The Rebbe in the footnote points out that we do find that Rashi regarding the Mishkan and the Kalim of the Mishkan tells us many, many details about the size and the dimensions and all the things about the Kalim and the Begadim, even though there's no clear Raya in the Pasuk, because Rashi wants to give you the full picture of what they are. So over here as well, the fact that Rashi says the thickness of the Kapeiris is just part of that style of Rashi regarding all the Mishkan and the Kalim. But over here specifically, the Rebbe says, "B'derech Agav," Rashi is also answering the Va'asu Loshen Rabim that the Torah writes by the Yoren. So the Rebbe elaborates further. Shaharei Muvan, it's understood the Va'asisa, when the Torah always writes the singular term Va'asisa, Eina Kavana Kipshutai, it doesn't literally mean when the Eibush is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, "You shall make Shem Moshe Levada Yiyaisa B'Payel," that he is the one that builds these Kalim. V'hudavar Animna, it's impossible. Sheyaseh kol leilu amalachas shenem ben vasisa, that Moshe Rabbeinu alone will build all of the kalim and all of the mishkan there, where the Torah uses the expression vasisa. Va'adarabe mefurish bekra shenasa ide kol ish chacham leiv lasas es kol malachas avedus hakodesh v'gaimer. The pasuk clearly tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu did not build the mishkan; it was built through all the wise men that were involved in building the mishkan. Vayd yaisim mefurish berashi. Even more so, Rashi tells us at the end of Parshas Pekudei. As far as the malachas of building the Mishkan are concerned, Moshe Rabbeinu did not do any of the malachas in the Mishkan. So when the Torah writes and the Eibush is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ve'asisa, you should build the Mishkan," from this we understand regarding all the places where it says "Va'asisa" regarding the Mishkan, the pshat is not that Moshe Rabbeinu has the command to alone go ahead and build a Mishkan. He personally will command Klal Yisrael and then those Chachmei Lev that will go ahead and build a Mishkan. That's the meaning of the word Vasisa. Umatzinu kvar, we already find this concept, Shaloshin al derech Vasisa, an expression similar to Vasisa, Masimo gam b'im lo ye'osa adov b'mo yadav mamish. That expression could be used even if you are not the one that's going to be doing it with your own hands. Umochrechu, and we're forced to say this way, b'mashakosu v'yihi b'yne ir. Perish Rashi v'yi kayin b'yne ir. Kayin built a city. V'chi b'kaycha shalad amechad livna yisir shleima. Does the pasuk there mean Kayin himself built the entire city? Impossible. Ela Pirish and Ivnal Piv. The pshat of it there is that with his instructions, with his guidance, the city was built with all the workers, that construction workers that built the city. Or Kamai Kain. So similar over here. Hapirish Bivasisa, Shia Nasal Piv. The pshat of Vasisa is that Moshe Rabbeinu should command Yidden and should give them the guidance and the directions and the instructions for all the people involved building the Mishkan. So that's the meaning of Vasisa that the Torah writes by all of the Mishkan, all the Kalim, all the Begadim. Kain, if so, why here does the Torah use a plural term that they shall build the Arayin? What changed here? So we must say, there's something different about building the Arayin, V'asu Lashon Rabim, where the Torah uses a plural term, Lahaira is to indicate, Shemelechas Ha'orein Eina Ayidei Ish Echad Ki'im Ayidei Rabim Dafke. Building of the Orein was not from one individual that did it alone, but it had to be done with many together that participated in building the Orein. Mashenkin B'Shakli HaMishkan, which is not the case regarding the other Kalim of the Mishkan, where the Torah writes V'asisa, Shepirushai, the meaning of Vasisa Kailul includes Kanal, as we said before, Yachid, Ayrabim. The word Vasisa could mean one individual is building it. Vasisa could mean Moshe Rabbeinu is commanding and many are building it together. The word Vasisa does not indicate whether it was many or one. Here, when the Torah changes and specifically writes Va'asu, the Torah is telling us that regarding the Arayin, many participated together in building the Arayin. What's the reason? Uliyashiv al derech hapshat. So according to the simple pshat, what is the difference with the Arayin? Hakushi man ishtana Arayin mishara kelim b'zeh. Why is the Aron any different than any of the other Kalim? So Rashi explains, Muchrech Rashi Levi Pratcha Ba'aron Shalachayri I Efshir Shiaseyu Yochid. Rashi has to tell you a detail about the Aron which will explain why it's something that's impossible for an individual to handle. Although this is a detail not specified in the Chumash, it only says in Teir Shabal Peh. Ulachain Maitik Pirish Rabiseinu. So Rashi here brings the Pshat of Chazal. Umaktim Lazeo Mairich, and Rashi introduces it with a lengthy introduction and says, although the Torah does not give a size, a measurement for the thickness of the kapaires, just like regarding all the other kalim, where no size, no measurement for the thickness was given, kan shani. Over here, specifically regarding the kapaires, it's different. Shepirshu, Chazal interpreted this, and the Rebbe's Medayik, the word pirshu, v'loy omru, it's not just something that they said, that they had as a tradition, but they actually are interpreting this because you can see it from the pasuk, ki im pirshu rabiseinu shayoyv yotefach. From the pasuk, we could understand that the thickness of the kaperis was a tefach, which means that there is some implication in the pasuk for this thickness. And what is that? So, omuv on bepashtos. It's simply understood. She'ein bekoyche shel adam echad lavayid v'laseiz chaticha zov rabas mishkol kazeh. It's impossible for one person to handle gold of such a heavy weight, which is a kapeires that has the orin, the kapeires on top of the orin, a kailele zov a kapeires, the gold of the kapeires, v'hazov rav shemimenu nasa shnei akruvim. It wasn't just the thickness of the kapeires itself, which is a tefach, but it's also the kruvim on top of the kapeires, which were all attached as one piece that had to be made and to come and to protrude out and until they formed it into the form of the kruvim above the kapeires. So to handle such a massive, heavy piece of gold is something that one individual can't do at all. Im lo bisiyua shel oyid b'nei adam, if not having the assistance of another person or other people. So specifically regarding the gold of the kapeires, which is so heavy and difficult to handle in creating it and making it, over here the Torah writes for also. That's the pshat poshut bepashtus, because of the weight of the kapeires. So that's what Chazal Pirshu, they explained. When you see v'osu, the pshat here is because there's a kapeires that's very, very difficult to handle. So the Rebbe points out in the Ha'ara, the Menorah was also a pretty heavy piece of gold. But over there, it was different. Over there, that was something that Rashi brings, that Moshe Rabbeinu took it and threw it into a fire, and it was created on its own in the fire. So that's something that's different. But the Rebbe now does address the Kroshim. The Kroshim were also very, very heavy. Regarding the Kroshim, the Torah uses a singular term, Rashi clearly tells us that the Kroshim were extremely heavy. None of the Yidden were able to lift these Kroshim to put them up when they came to putting up the Mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to do it. B'derech Nes. So if so, the Aron is not the only one which was extremely heavy. What we're talking about over here is about making the Aron and the Kapeiris. Or making the Kroshim, preparing the Kroshim. Vafshali is Mushkev. The way they prepared the Kroshim, it was logs of wood that were lying on the ground. They didn't have to put it up. Upshite shalehoy bezat dugma se'inyan da hakba min hakarkav anocha gabi aron kama shayi b'kapeiris. Which is not the case with the kapeiris. It had to be maneuvered when they made it, when they were building the kapeiris, and especially picking it up off the ground and placing it on top of the aron, which is the completion of making the aron. Putting the cover on top of the Aron, so it's extremely heavy and it's impossible for one person to pick it up, and that had to be done v'osu through many people together. That's why the Torah and Parshas Truma tells us the mitzvah of making the Aron v'osu loshen rabim, to make it clear that this Aron was an extremely, extremely heavy item, especially the kapeiros with all of the thick gold that it contained in it. So now, coming back to what it says in this week's Parsha. Now that we see that the Torah clearly writes v'osu regarding the Aron, the Parsha, say no. Shvayas Bezalel es Aron Gaime, when it says Vayas Bezalel that he built the Aron, Kavanos ebepashasi. So the simple pshat would be, l'chayra, seemingly, Shebezalel ba'atzmoy osa es Aron, that he himself built the Aron, v'seirer es ha'koshia. So the question here is, are they mefurish bepashas truma, v'osu Aron Gaime? It says a plural term, shasiyosi tiyayi dey rabim. More than one person has to participate in making the Aron. V'ayid v'ikari i'efshuli osa dey eshechad. It's impossible for one person to handle and manage this kapeiros, which was so heavy with so much gold, and build it alone. So you can't teach anymore the pshat over here that Bezalel, the Yaz Bezalel, that Bezalel made the Aron alone. How is it possible? So Chaim, Mefarish Rashi, Yaz Bezalel, who loy kipshutai. It doesn't mean literally that he made the Aron, including the kapeiros alone. Ella lefisha nasa nafshe al meleches Aron ekras hashmai. Because of the dedication that he had in seeing that the Aron should be made properly, so therefore it's called on his name. But it doesn't literally mean that he built the Aron and the Kapeiros all on his own. Va'af kivadai, also although it's obvious, asher kol chachmei lev nosnu nafshama melechas ha-mishkan shasuhem, whatever part of the Mishkan that they were working on, they were dedicated, they gave themselves over to that part of that they were doing. As the Torah clearly tells us, that they all did it with their heart to do it and were dedicated to the work that they did. So over here there was an extra dedication. There was something unique about Bezalel paying attention and being dedicated to the Aron, to building the Aron, to see to it that it should be done properly. There was a special dedication, and therefore it's called on his name. However, the question still remains, what was unique about Bezalel? What was special about his dedication? Bezalel was the one that gave the instructions of how to build. He was the one that gave the instructions of all the work that was done in the Mishkan. Everything. He was the one that gave the instructions. So this was a unique talent that he had, that he was able to delegate the work and be on top of everybody to give everybody the guidance and the instructions for the work that they had to do. In addition to his wisdom that he had and his talents and his wisdom that he had, but also to be able to see the entire project through, to manage everything and to be able to give everyone the instructions. So if so, bevadai shenasa nafsha yisim mishara chachomim gam basir shakle mishkan. He was involved and was dedicated and had his heart involved in all the kelim of the Mishkan. He was the project manager of everything. V'lamo hudgish amaylazu dafke basir saren. If so, why are we emphasizing Bezalel standing out and being unique specifically regarding the Aron? It's clear that Bezalel was unique not only regarding the Aron, he was unique regarding his involvement as being the project manager of everything that was going on. So there has to be something unique about his dedication and involvement in building the Aron. So therefore Rashi is precise with his wording and tells us l'fishanasa nafshalay ala melocha, that he dedicated himself to the work. V'loy ala asiya. Rashi does not use the expression that says in the pasuk asiya that he made, he built the Aron. The yesh hefrish b'teichnon shel beis l'shaynes elo. There's a difference between these two expressions of melacha and asiya. Hageda shel asiya says a davar, the expression of asiya, making something, kailu b'mashmuusay es kol ha'pratim sha'al yodam nigma v'nishlam adavarahu. It includes everything that involved in bringing to the completion of making this thing. Hainu, which means l'rabbis, gam pratim she'enam pu'ulei sumalachis, including also details that are not just the physical labor of making this thing. Kibitzir of kulam, everything involved, are the people that give the instructions, that are people that are mapping out the plans, the blueprints, and then there are people that are doing the actual physical labor, and so on. Everything together, hi asiyasa v'shlemusa shaladova, brings to the completion of the project. And the Rebbe brings a source for this from Rashi already in the beginning of the Torah and Parshas Bereishis. Okay, Pirish Rashi b'Maisa Bereishis, Vayas, Tiknoi, the word Vayas and Maisa Bereshis, Tiknoi Alamdoi. The Eibishter created it and brought it up, stood it up in its full position. Or, in another place, Rashi says, Tiknom Bitzivyoinom Ubekoimosom. In its full form and in its full, to be standing fully and completely. So we see that Vayas means that the Eibishter makes it with the fullest extent of everything necessary. So Ubemeila, move on. Shekenum Binegeya Lasiya Samishkan. The same is also true using the expression of Asiya regarding building the Mishkan. B'ho Asiya Klula, using the expression of Asiya, this includes Leirak Avodas the Melechas HaMishkan B'Payel. It doesn't only refer to the actual work, the physical labor of building the Mishkan. Ki'im Gam Kol Shara Protam Anachutzim L'Binyan HaMishkan V'Kelov. All the other details necessary for building of the Mishkan. U'b'chlolam Gam HaLimot, to study the details of the Kelim, how it has to be made, and then the Hoiro Al-Binyan V'Melecha, giving the instructions of exactly the how the project is going to be managed and what should be done first, what should be done second, and how it's going to be done. All those details are part of the Vayas, are part of seeing the project through to its completion. So that's the expression of Asiya, Vayas. But then you have the expression of Melacha. Pirusha, that has a different interpretation. This refers to the actual work, the actual physical labor. V'cheinu b'negeil melechas ha-mishkan. The expression of Melechas HaMishkan means Ha'avayde V'ha'pu'ule Shehoysa B'ha'mishkan, the actual physical work done to build the Mishkan. U'k'demuchach gam izeh, u'k'demuchach zeh gam mipirish Rashi. We can see this also from a Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Vayakal. What does it say there? Hiktim lohem hazoras Shabbos letzivoy Melechas HaMishkan. The Torah first warns to keep Shabbos before it gives the mitzvah of building the Mishkan. Loimar, to teach you that building the Mishkan is not posher of Shabbos. Seemingly, you may ask, everything that was involved in building the Mishkan does not posher of Shabbos. There should be certain parts of this that should be allowed in Shabbos. Studying the halachas of the details of how the kelim have to be made, learning it, or giving the instructions. Those are things that are not actual physical labor. They're not any of the lamates melachas that may not be done on Shabbos. So that's a part of the project that could be done on Shabbos. Ella, so the answer is obvious. The zeh diyak Rashi, letzivoy melachas ha-mishkan. The melachas, the actual work of building the Mishkan, the melacha aspect, which is the physical labor, ha-melacha b'poyel, that may not be done on Shabbos. And that's what the Torah says, Shabbos before melachas ha-mishkan. So we have the difference between Asiya and Melacha. So this also brings us back to the dedication of Bezalel for the Aron. His special dedication towards building the Aron. He's involved and was with the actual physical building of the Aron. With the actual physical building of the Aron, which was not the case with the other kelim of the Mishkan. He was the project manager of the entire Mishkan, and he was involved in everything. That was the unique talent of Bezalel, one of his unique talents, that he was able to be involved in the entire project all at the same time and give everybody the proper instructions and guidance that they needed. But as far as the physical work is concerned, regarding all the other kelim, he didn't have that kind of involvement. When it came to the Aron, there was an additional involvement with the physical work that he dedicated himself to this more than the rest of the Mishkan, and therefore it's called on his name. Now, the Rebbe continues and says, let's take a look at this Rashi and see in a deeper level, a pichsidis, what Bezalel's involvement was. Hayena shel Torah shebepirish Rashi zeh. We're talking over here about the dedication of Bezalel. What is this referring to? It's not referring only to any of his talents, to his wisdom, to being a great project manager. We're talking about building a Mishkan, a home for the Eibishter. So we're talking about Bezalel's dedication of his neshama, of his Mesiris Nefesh, that he dedicates his neshama to this building. The potential, the power of Mesiris Nefesh that every Yid has, is above any of the rest of the kaiches of the person. Heina makifim veheina pnimim. Whether the makifdige kaiches, which refers usually to rotzen and tainug, the willpower of a person, the deep pleasure a person has, and the kaiches pnimim, which is the seichel, his intellect, the emotions, siris nefesh is beyond that. Siris nefesh is the essence of the soul, which is dedicated to the Eibishter. Omnom. What is the purpose of that koyach, of the essence of the soul that the neshama has? That essential power of mesiris nefesh should penetrate all the koyches of the person, should influence and elevate the entire being of the person. It should also influence even his activity, the lowest koyach of the person, koyach ha-maisa. Shagama asiyas, even his physical actions, which is very removed, you would think, from the essence of the soul, but the essence of the soul is so powerful that it spills over and it influences even the physical activity of a person. And this is hinted here in Rashi's words when he tells us about the dedication and the self-sacrifice of Bezalel when it came to building the Aron. And the Rashi's words are that he had the dedication, the Mesiris Nefesh was regarding the actual physical work. Canal, as we emphasized before, Hare HaMelocha Hi HaPula Mamoshes. Malacha does not just refer to being a project manager, but it refers to the actual, tangible, physical work. They say meres. So on a ruchni ziga levels, what this means is shamesiris nefesh shaloi, the essence of mesiris nefesh that Bezalel had nimshacha b'chol ha-keiches was drawn down, what came and influenced all and elevated all of his keiches ad l'keiach ha-asiyah shaloi. It even had an impact on his physical actions. Even in the physical action, it wasn't disconnected of the soul, of the Mesiris Nefesh, but even in the physical labor, in the zrizos and in the involvement and in the movements of his physical labor, had the attitude and the influence of Mesiris Nefesh. That's the remez of putting together Nosa Nafshoi, Mesiris Nefesh, ala Malacha, infused into the physical labor that he's doing. The Rebbe continues further to touch here the words of Rashi. Now through this, it's not only the activity is done differently because it's being overwhelmed by this great power of Mesiris Nefesh that spills over into the entire entity of the person, including his activities. Each one of the specific koiches a person has, with their whatever properties they have, intellect is intellect, emotions are emotions, actions are actions, each particular koich in its place, kifi shehem koiches pratiyim, as they are with their individual nature, b'tchunois pratiyis, mis'alem al yedeizeh l'darga nailas yaiser, function on a completely different oifen. The seichel of a person, when it's influenced by Mesiris Nefesh, it's not only that it has the energy of Mesiris Nefesh that's there, that's pushing it, that's overwhelming, so to speak, the intellect of the person to be on a higher level. The actual koyach of Mesiris Nefesh influences the thinking of the person, the very thinking of the person, the very perspective, the very ability to innovate and come up with ideas is transformed and elevated to a completely different level through the koyach of Mesiris Nefesh. That's just as one example, when you get to Seichel, the same when you get to all the other keiches, that the Mesiris Nefesh doesn't just overwhelm all the keiches of the person, that you sense the energy of Mesiris Nefesh in everything you do, but it actually transforms the functionality of each particular keiach, that it should be on a completely different level. And this detail as well, we could see also in the words of Rashi, that his dedication, Rashi says, was Yaiser Mishar Chachamim, more than all of the other chachamim. What does this mean? Shal yidei mesiris nefesh shaloi, through Bezalel's mesiris nefesh, nitoisef lo yisroim b'chol ha-koiches, it brought an advantage, an elevation in the function of all of the koiches, ad l'koyach achi tachten, Achi Elyon, sorry, again, Ad L'Kayach Achi Elyon, including it had an influence, even on the highest Kayach of the person, Kayach HaChachmeh, Shehu, the very Kayach of intellect itself, is B'pchinis Yaiser Mekvi Shehi Mitzad Atzmai. The actual Kayach of Chachmeh, the Kayach to innovate, the power to think and innovate, was expanded and broadened by the Kayach of Mesedes Nefesh that enters and affects the actual intellect itself. In contrast to the other Chachamim that did not have that same kind of Mesedes Nefesh. So this is an additional aspect of the influence of the Mesedes Nefesh to actually transform the very Kayachis itself, including even the highest Kayach of Chachma. As also understood of the expression that's brought in Chassidus, Ein Chacham Kebal HaNisayin. There's nobody that's as wise as the individual that's taking his wisdom from actual experience. That's the simple pshat of the statement. So the Rebbe teaches here what this means regarding Mesedes Nefesh. Shal Yidei Shal Mesedes Nefesh, Bo B'Nisayin, when the Mesedes Nefesh, the potential of the essence of the soul, the power of Mesedes Nefesh is put into practice, Hainu B'Maisa B'Poyel, it comes down and influences in the action B'Poyel, Nitaisif B'Chachma Shaloi. That actually adds and elevates and transforms the Chachma. The Chacham, Ein Chacham Kebal Nisayin, Ad She'ein Chacham Kamayu, the actual wisdom, his actual power to innovate and understand with intellect becomes elevated and transformed to a completely different level. This is a Meir de Gechidish in the power of Mesedes Nefesh. We can understand the Kayach of Mesedes Nefesh, that it has a Kayach to the Kayach of Mesedes Nefesh is bleak vol, and once it comes out, it spills over and it enters and overwhelms every area of the person's life, which is being influenced by the Kayach of Mesedes Nefesh and everything that he's doing. But the fact that Mesedes Nefesh penetrates within the Kayachis to actually elevate and transform the Kayachis themselves, that's a unique Chiddush here that Rashi is telling us by Bezalel. Messiah Rashi, and then Rashi concludes and says, Nikras al Shmai, that the Aron is called on his name. What does this mean? Al Pichsidis, the Pshat is as follows. Shakol Zanase, all this is accomplished. The Fishal Yidea, Mesedes Nefesh, Mamshichim, through Mesedes Nefesh, you draw down, which is what Nikras means, to call and to draw. Pchenes HaKesesh, Nikras Shmai. You draw down the level of Keser, which is referred to as Shmai, the Abish's name. Shehi al, which is above, lamayla mekol ha-sfiris. It's higher than all the other spheres, upayal aspehem. And when it's revealed, and when it's called, and when it's drawn down, it affects and elevates all the spheres. Chayin gam benefesh ha-odom, so therefore, so too, regarding the nefesh of the person, hi payeles ilui b'chol ha-kayches. When you call out and you reveal the kayach of mesedes nefesh, it elevates and transforms all the kayches of the person. Shenishtal shulam mehem ha-sfiris de-lamayla. The kayches of a person below evolve and come from the sfiris lamayla. Now, v'kayach ha-mesedes nefesh ha-lozeh. This unique power of mesedes nefesh and the way he was able to bring down and express the kayach of Mesedes Nefesh to influence all of his kayaches. Bala Bezalel b'Yerusha ma'avi aviv chor. He gets this as an inheritance of his grandfather Chor. Shemasa nafshal l'mnoya chet ha'egel. Chor tried to prevent Yidden of sinning at the chet ha'egel, and he gave up his life. They killed him trying to prevent the chet ha'egel of taking place. Shuhei pechen yonish ala mishkan. The egel was, they wanted to create a place of avodah zarah, to separate the Eibishter from there, which is the opposite of what the Mishkan is all about, v'shachanti b'seichem, to create a dwelling for the Eibishter. Asher l'chein tzivul ha'aseh s'sa Mishkan, the whole command of the Mishkan is for the purpose, k'dei sheyedu kol ha'umay s'en eskapalem ma'isa ha'egel, that the Eibishter forgave Yidden for the act of the Eigel, and the Eibishter comes to dwell amongst Yidden. Hainu, meaning, shachor masa nafshay, chor, gave over his life, he physically gave over, he died. For the purpose of bringing the dwelling of the Shechinah here below. So l'chein, gam ben benoy, Bezalel, his grandson as well, Bezalel, Mosa Nafsha Melechus Arin, expressed a tremendous dedication to the point of self-sacrifice for building the Mishkan and specifically the Arayin, Shabayu Ikragili de Veshachante Besaychem. In the Arayin is the main place where you have the primary dwelling of the Eibishter in the Arayin, which is what we learned already in Parshas Truma, and also the opinion of the Ramban that makes it very clear that the main dwelling of the Eibishter is in the Arayin. The point that we said before, that Bezalel is able to take the essence of the neshama, the kayach of Mesiris Nefesh, and combine that and infuse that into the other kayachas of the person, into the place which is outside of the essence, and to bring the two opposites together. So Gam B'Shem Bezalel, you see this hinted in his name, Bezalel, B'Shem Aviv, B'Shem Aviyov, and in the name of his father and the name of his grandfather. Bezalel, Ben Uri, Ben Chor. And here the Rebbe quotes as follows, what is the significance of each one of these names? Uri, it was Meloshin Oir, light, the revelation of Elokos. Shuriyim Pchina Zoh, this is the level of Zoh, which is above the existence of the world. The worlds come from Malchus. Zoh is a light, a revelation that's above that. Oy Chachma, or even higher than that, Oir refers to the revelation, the spark of revelation that there is in Chachma, and the spark of the idea, the very first of all the spheres, Reishis Das Spheres. That's Uri. Chor, on the other hand, Humaloshin Nekev. Chor, also in Hebrew, means a hole. Pchenes HaNukva. This refers to the level of Nekeva, the feminine. What is the feminine of the spheres? Spheres HaMalchus. It refers to Spheres HaMalchus, the last of all the spheres. Sefer the Chaldargan. So those are the two names, Uri and Chur. Bezalel, who inyan Betzel Kael, the shadow of Hashem. What does this mean? B'chinah shalamayla mikol hanal. This hints to a level that's both above Uri and above Chur. Why is this? Ki Kael uChesed. First, in the simple pshat, Kael refers to Chesed, which is Tchila Zah, the beginning of Zah, the beginning of that section of the Sfiris, and it's Yoymeh, the Ozel Im Kulu Yoymen. Zoh has the influence of Chesed in all of the days, which refers to all of the seven spheres. Chesed is the essence of all seven spheres. The idea of Chesed is the recognition of an other, the kindness to share with an other. That essence, that there's an other that I'm relating to, is really the essence of all of the seven spheres that follow. So that's the Shem Kael here. Oigam l'mayla l'gamri, or really, Kael in the name Bezalel is much higher than that. Maila legamri mizo malchus, higher than zo and higher than malchus. Mimidois mikol asesfiris, higher than any other midas, higher than any other ten spheres. Sharehu shahu shem harishin should be yud gimel midas arachamim. Kael is the first of the yud gimel midas arachamim, and being the first, it's the highest, completely removed of any of the other spheres. The kol sheken, and even more so, shetzel Kael, the shadow of Kael. Shehu amakif v'hatzel shel Shem Kael. A tzel, a shadow, shows us something that's around and hovering and even higher. So therefore, tzel Kael shows an even higher level. L'mayla mikol hanal. So the level of Bezalel himself is completely higher and removed of the two levels of Uri and Chur. So therefore, mechovin le'inyan hanal. So all of this takes us back to the point that we said before. Shekayach ha-mesiris nefesh shaloi. Koyach ha-mesiris nefesh, the koyach ha-mesiris nefesh of Bezalel, who lamaylo mikol ha-koyches makifim u-pnimiyim, is above any of the other koyches that the person has, whether makifim or pnimiyim, which could be also Zoh and Malchus. Zoh is the higher koyches, and Malchus is the lower koyches, in relation to the existence of the world. Malchus is memal kalamin, that koyach and energy of Hashem that enters into the world, and Zoh is above, is removed of the existence of the world. In contrast to Malchus, Zoh is Makif. So Bezalel is above both Zoh and Malchus. Bezalel Kael, the shadow of the level of Kael, of Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim, is above both of them. And that's the essence of Mesiris Nefesh. And for whom Mamshech, Mipchina Shalamayla Mikol HaSfiris, Pchina Sakesa. He draws down from the very essence above, and he brings it down into the levels of Zoh and then Malchus to bring them both together, that the essence of the Mesiris Nefesh should influence both together. The Rebbe continues in Sivav to explain another unique detail we find regarding Bezalel's building of the Mishkan. Al Pizeh Yuvan Gamken Atam. With this, we can also understand the reason Shemoshe Tzivol Bezalel. So we see that when Moshe came and commanded Bezalel to build the Mishkan, so what did he tell him? Last is Tchila Kalim Va'achakach Mishkan. You look in Parshas Truma, first the Torah tells us the Kalim, and then the Torah tells us about the actual structure of the walls and the Yiriyos of the Mishkan itself. That was the way Moshe presents it. But a Bezalel, then Bezalel, the Gemara says, Bezalel turned to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, wait a minute, this is not the Derech. You don't build the furniture of the house before you build the house itself. So first we should build the Mishkan, and then the furniture, and then the kelim that come into the house. And that's what Bezalel actually did, as it says in Parshas Vayakal and Pekudei. Asa ha-Mishkan t'chila, v'achakach asa ha-kelim. First he built the Mishkan, the walls and the yiriyas of the Mishkan, and only afterwards did he build the Mishkan, the kelim that is. So what's the difference in the order? What comes first? The actual house or the kelim, the furniture, this individual kelim inside? The level of Bezalel, he's rooted in the very essence of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim or in Keser, the deepest place. That's where the Shoresh of Bezalel comes from. And that's the energy that he uses to build the Mishkan. V'sham, over there, it's the other way around than it is below once it comes out. Harei apnimiyim mushroshim yoyser. The level of the Keiches Pnimiyim, or the kelim. So you have two parts here. You have the kelim, which are the individual vessels, which have an individual function. The shulchan has its function, the menorah, the mizbeach, even the oren is a specific keli, although it's the central keli in the Beis HaMikdash. And then you have the house that surrounds everything, the walls and the roof, the yiriyos. So they both represent two different aspects to the existence of the Mishkan. There's the drawing down, the general energy, the makiv darga v'alakos through the structure of the Mishkan. And then there's the individual avayda that was done with each individual keli, and that draws down. So when it comes to the essence, once you're connected to the very essence, the individual avayda that's done here below in an individual keli is rooted deeper and draws down a greater and deeper energy even than the makif of the rest of the Mishkan. So Bezalel, his neshama was rooted in such a high place, so he saw and realized he has that connection to that place where the pnimiyim, the individual kelim, the individual aveda done with each keli has a deeper kayach. So therefore when Moshe Rechatchila came and he told Bezalel to build a Mishkan, what was his plan? First build the kelim. That's the final purpose. The main purpose here is the actual Aveda that's done with the kelim, and that Aveda that's done Lamata has a greater energy, more than the walls or the roof that may be surrounding and hovering, but the actual Aveda done with the kelim is deeper. So that should be done first. That's the whole Kavana. First prepare the kelim for the Aveda done with those kelim, and then afterwards the Mishkan, the structure of the whole house, which is Makif. That's the way Moshe presented it to Bezalel, because he knew Bezalel's energy. Omnam, however, Bezalel Omar, what was Bezalel's response? Sha'af Shazeo Dargosai, although this is his level, and this is his attitude that he brought his Mesiris Nefesh to build the Mishkan, Mekomokem, however, At Shemagia L'Dargezu, until you come and reveal this level, there are stages to come and reveal this. There are stages how you go through this. Tzorech Lalois Mimato L'Maila Midarge L'Darge. To come, to bring, and to express that essence of Mesiris Nefesh and infuse it in the entire Mishkan, you have to start from below. You go from level to level. So he began the way the Seder is here below, which is with the Mishkan first, the Makifim first, v'achakach asa kelim. Ki b'avedis ha'adam, when it comes to a person's aved, it's tzrichim l'hamshech t'chila p'chines makif, ha-makif. First comes the makif, where a person has to establish the makif. For example, like in the morning, a person starts with the maidani, the makif, the general thanks and admittance to the Eibishter. You start with a makif. Once you reveal your neshama, then you're able to bring that influence into the pnimi as well, into the individual specific aveda that's done with the individual kalim. Or benegayat to a person's schedule in the day, the specific aveda that's done in one specific area. And then, once that aveda is done with that specific area, so then that actually has a deeper kayach. That actually reveals the deeper, because that's the final purpose. And because that's the final purpose, it reveals the real shayrish makif, that the pnimiyim are even higher than the makif, and it connects to the very essence of Mesiris Nefesh that gets expressed in a detail that a person does. So Bezalel said there's a seder of how things are done. And we're going to go through that seder, and then we're going to reveal the deepest kayach of Mesiris Nefesh, the way it's rooted in the essence that's expressed in the details of the Mishkan.